Hello, my name is Beverly. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No.
Okay, how may I help you?
My parents are 85 and 86, and they live in Dadeville, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And they cannot, we called the 855 number, and it
mm-hmm.
says go to ADPH. VAX notify, but that's not a valid site. Like, we've been everywhere and it's not
mm-hmm.
a valid site. Now they're about to open it up to more people and they would like to get the shot. They're trying to call and they're just getting
mm-hmm.
busy or nobody's responding. Do you know how we can get them set up for a vaccination?
Okay, so you did try calling the 855-566-5333.
Yes, and it tells you to call ADPHVA. It says go online to ADPHVAXnotify.gov.
Mm-hmm.
And no such thing exists. Like, I've been on, I mean, I work with computers. We
mm-hmm.
can't find that website anywhere. And if you call, you just get that voice, you just get that voicemail.
I don't know because I just had to, well, you're my third caller of the day, and before you, I was able to pre-register two callers. So they call the 855 number. It's just however the calls come through. That's how we help the callers. So I don't understand why it's not going through for you.
Can you pre-register my parents?
Well, you have to call that number and get through, and then they have you linked to, like, a specific number. They monitor all the calls. So you have to actually go through that line, and then once we answer, that's how everything is recorded.
About to have to go to KIV's the governor. I mean, how do you
mm-hmm.
talk to anybody? Like, you're the first person I've ever talked to. Like,
mm-hmm.
you just get recordings. And
right.
then they're about to move on, February the 8th. And here my 85 and 86-year-old parents cannot get a shot anywhere. But his sisters that live in Escambia County got
mm-hmm.
their shot a week ago.
What
so,
county?
And none of the people that are here at their church are getting vaccinated. And they're all 75 and above.
Mm-hmm. So what county do you live in?
My parents are in Dadeville, Alabama. Is that Tallapoosa?
Tallapoosa. Okay.
Yeah.
Because there's no way for me to go, you know, to the other screen and actually pre-register them. Like, the call has to come through that number, and then I'm able to do it. But I just don't know.
What's that number? 855.
Uh-huh. 566.
566. 8333?
No, it's 5333.
Okay, yeah, then that's the one I've been calling. And it tells you to go to APDHVAXnotify.gov. But there's no, do you have a computer? Does it pull up for you?
That's the
recording you get.
Well, the only two websites I have, it says if you need more information, you may visit the following websites, and it is adph.org or cdc.gov.
Okay.
But those are
all
the
right. Well, do you know how we complain? Do we go to the governor or do we go to the news people? How do we complain? Like, do you know? Is there a...
I do have a number to the CDC that you
okay.
can call. Okay, that number
okay.
is 800-232-4636.
All right. Anything else you need to tell me?
That's going to be all the information that I have to give you. Like I said, I just don't understand why you're not able to get through, because I've just previously registered to callers before you. And
they called the 855-566-5333 number, and that's how they got you?
Yes, for instance, once I hang up with you, another call is going to come through, and it could be
okay.
this number that you're on now, and I have to help you accordingly, or it could be a call coming from the other number. So if it's coming from the other number, I have a whole different screen that I'm able to, you know, pre-register them. So I don't know.
Okay, I will call that number, see what I can do. But then I'm
Okay.
going to call the CDC. It's getting a little crazy. I think I'm going to
Yes.
call news. That's what I was thinking last night. I'm going to go call the local news department and see if they'll
Okay.
do a story on it. Because nobody in their church, and I mean, we're rural, we're a real town, we're Tallapoosa, Dayville, we're small.
Yes.
But, rural's where a lot of your elderly people live.
Yes. And I know I saw on the news, I thought I saw on the news yesterday that Montgomery County, all you had to do if you were 75 and older, they're having like a drive-through site today. So it's like different counties are doing things differently. So, yeah.
We saw that too, but it's only 1,000 vaccines, and they said first come, first serve.
Yes, I saw
It
that.
sounds like a pretty horrible situation.
Yes,
I
yes.
get it though, but
Yes. Well, I
all
hope
right. Well,
you.
thank you and have a great day.
Okay, well, thank you too, and I hope you're able to get through somehow.
Right, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for
Bye.
calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye.
you. Bye-bye.